in the fourth midah of the Tomer Devorah. And this midah is L'sheiris Nachalaso. This is translated loosely as the remnant of our heritage, of your heritage. Sheiris Nachalaso, the sheirit, the leftover of the heritage of Hashem. Fine. Let's see how the Tomer Devorah explains this midah of the Yud Gimel Midos. Again, we're in the Yud Gimel Midos and we're trying to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnaheg im Yisrael b'derech zeh. He behaves with the Jewish people in this fashion. Lomar, ma e'esel Yisrael v'hem krovai. What am I going to do with them? They are my relatives. They are close to me. She'er basar li imahem. They are, now look what he's changing here. She'erit, which is leftover, he is changing not to leftovers, the remaining people of the Jews. Ella, he's explaining She'eris as She'er Basar, flesh. She'er Basar is one flesh, like a wife is She'er Basar. We're going to see the Gatosos in Baba Basra explain She'er as not leftover, but as one flesh. They are one flesh with me, says Hashem, about us. Shehem bat zug, they are my spouse, LaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kora labiti, he also calls the Jewish people his daughter. Imi, my mother, this is on Shir Shirim. Kidipir shuzal in Shir Shirim. Uksiv, Yisrael am krovo. We have a pasuk at Tehillim, everybody, we said on Shabbos, Yisrael am krovo. Jews are the nation that is close to Hashem, relatives to Hashem. Interesting, I see the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Vayeskanan on this pasuk says that something that I remembered a friend of mine told me, that he made a lot of money, ton of money, and all of a sudden everybody's his friend, all of his relatives that he never heard of are all calling him and introducing themselves over to him again. And then he finds out at the end of the conversation that they really want money from him. They want a job, they want something. So look at the Medrash Rabbah. Medrash Rabbah says, he says, Asher lo Elohim krovim elav, Adam imi yelo karov asher. If a man, when he has rich relatives, oh, he loves his relatives. He says, yeah, sure. V'im anihu, but if he is a poor man, kofer bo, v'omer she'eno krovo, he's not my relative, I don't know who he is. Same last name, he's not the same family. Okay, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Yisrael, ayu nisunim b'mitzrayim b'shibud. Even when the Jews were poor and in Mitzrayim suffering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, they're my relatives. And that's this pasuk. So look what says the Tomer Devorah. Mamish kurva lo yesh lo imahem. He has real closeness to the Jewish people. V'hainu l'sheiris nachalaso. This is the pshat in the remnants of our heritage. Lashon she'er basar. It's not remnants, it's flesh. One flesh. V'sof sof him nachalaso. Not only there's flesh, but there his heritage, there his people. Uma omer. What does Hashem say? Im anisham. If I punish the Jews, hare hake'ev alai. It hurts me. This is what everybody says. It hurts me more than it hurts you. If this kid's father smacks the kid. But that's what he's saying here. Kidichtiv, the kol tsarasam lo tsar. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, in all of their sufferings, all of the Jews' sufferings, all of their pain, lo tsar. With a vav, we read it. Lo, to him there's tsar. Who's to him? Hashem. But, says the Tomer Devorah, ksiv be'alef. The pasuk says, "Bechol tsaratam lo tsar lo," not with a vav, with an aleph. Lo tsar, there's no pain. So how could it be that the Masorah is that we're supposed to read it that "Bechol tsaratam lo tsar"? In all of their sufferings, there is Hashem is feeling it. Yet the pasuk says explicitly, the ksiv, not the kri, says lo tsar, there's no pain. So the Zohar explains, and he's bringing the Zohar here. Lomar shetzara magil le pele ha'elyon. Pele, the highest places. What's this aleph that's supposed to be above? That really all of our pain that we feel, you skin your knee, you hurt yourself, you have a fight, you have something's going wrong in your life. Hashem feels the pain. He feels it. So what's the aleph doing there? The letters Aleph, says the Tomer Devorah, Kabbalistically, Aleph is Pele. The letters are, if you take the letter Aleph, Lamed, Pei, and do it backwards, it's Pele. It's wondrous. The wondrous high place is where the Tsar hits in Hashem. You hit him right in the kishkes, so to speak. You're hitting him in a soft spot. Every time we suffer, he's really suffering.
So the low
is being darshined that it's really high. It's happening. But that's exactly. We're darshining low Tsar. Hashem does feel the pain. It's his pain. Our pain is his pain. But why is it written with an aleph and not a vav? To teach us that the pain goes all the way to the loftiest place of Hashem, whatever that means. V'kol shekein ledu partzufin shebehen ikar anhaga. I don't want to get into this. This is Kabbalistic. Let's continue. V'karinan bevav. And we read it, lo tzar, with the vav, lo tzar. For him there's pain. V'ksiv v'tikatzer nafsho be'amel Yisrael. And the Pasuk says that Hashem's spirit is somehow weakened because of the suffering of the Jews. Hashem can't handle the suffering of the Jewish people. Because they are his flesh. Now it gets to us. Now it gets exciting. With that introduction, he says, Kach Adam im Chavero. So to a man with his friend. Kol Yisrael heim she'er basar. All of us are one flesh, Elu im Elu. We're all one. Mipnei shehaneshamos klulos yachad. It's going to get Kabbalistic. I'm going to try to make it clear. Because all of our neshamos are connected and intricately woven. Yesh bezeh chelek zeh, ubezeh chelek zeh. In your neshama, you have a piece of my neshama, and in my neshama, I have a piece of your neshama, with all the Jews. Very lofty idea. Ulekach, as a result of this, eino dom em merubim haosim et mitzvah. This is the real reason, al pi Kabbalah, why there's no comparison between a lot of people doing a mitzvah and a few people doing a mitzvah. We know this pasuk, right? This is the Sifra in Parashas Vayikra. Rashi says on the pasuk bechukosai veradchu mikem chamisha mea. Five of you will be able to get away, run after 100 of your enemies. Umeya became revava. And 100 of you are going to be able to do what? Get rid of or combat 1,000. So the Gemara asks, this math doesn't work. Five guys can get rid of 100 enemies. Then it should not be that 100 guys get rid of 10,000. It should be that 100 get rid of 2,000, not 10,000. So from there they learn that when more people do a mitzvah together, the outcome is a whole different situation. So the Tomer Devorah says, look, the reason why is because our neshamas are all together. They're all one. All pieces of each other, of ourselves, are in other people. I'm going to try to explain. Ulekach pirshu rabbeinu zal. In Brachas Mem Zayin Amud Beis, a big chiddush here. Al animna me'asar rishonim be'beis haknesses. We have the famous Gemara that the first 10 guys who come to shul and make the minyan, afilu me'a ba'im acharav. Even if 100 people come after him, the first 10 get the schar keneged kulam. Right? So the simple understanding is that the first 10 guys, even if 1,000 people come, or whatever number of people come to the minyan, the first 10 guys get all the schar. Keneged all of them. They also get schar, but not the first 10 get the most schar. So you should come on time. But look at what the Tomer Devorah says. No, that's not the pshat in the Gemara. It's a big chiddush. He says it's not that you're the first 10 are going to get keneged everybody. Meaning to say, if the first 10 get the schar, 20 guys come, 30 guys come. No. It's keneged mea. It's always 100. If 11 people come to the minyan, the first 10 get the schar of 100 people who would have come to the minyan. That's what he's saying. Here it comes. Kemashmo mipnei sha'asara, the first 10 guys, hem klulim elu be'elu. The first 10 guys are not 10. The first 10 guys have all other 10 people's pieces in them. So each guy, since we all have a piece of everybody else in Klal Yisrael inside of us, the first 10 people who come, each individual is really 10. And the first 10 have 10. They're each one is 10 people. And therefore, you have 100 people of the first 10. So the Chiddush is, hear what he's saying. No? Everybody got it?
Wouldn't each person have like 600,000?
No, because you only need 10 people for a minion. When you're talking about the schar for a minion, then you only need 10 people to have a minion. So the only aspect of the different people that are inside of us are the first 10 people that create the minion. But once they create the minion, there are now 10 people. Each person is 10 people. Because there are parts of each one that's... Each person has the other 9 people inside of him too. And they're all activating together. They're all working together. So now it's 10 people that are times 10. So you have 100 people. So it's interesting. If you're here, if you dive in a small minion of 20 people, or 15 people, or 40 people, or 50 people, you're going to get more schar according to the Tomer Devorah's Pshat, according to the Zohar. But if you go to a massive place, Chevron, where there are 800 people, you're going to lose. You lose out. Because according to the simple Pshat in the Gemara, the first 10 people get the schar connected everyone who comes. Even, right? Even if it's 800, you get the schar connected 800. But according to him, you can't. You only get 100. So he's diving in small shuls. Let's continue. We're going to continue. Okay? I just want to say one point here, which I think is important to say now. And I'm not going to put any pressure on people. I'm just going to try to explain to you something that I think is important here. And because I'm not feeling well, it's not going to be easy. But we have this raffle that everybody knows about. Not a serious raffle discussion, not a joke. What was my kavana in this raffle when we started a few years ago? What was my kavana? Just one thing. This. That was it. My kavana was this pshat in this Tomer Devorah. To give everybody a chance to do something together. That's it. For $10, $36, whatever the numbers, I don't care. That's the only pshat. Because there's no comparison when everybody's working together. Here's saying Kabbalistically, everybody's neshama is one. But there's no question that I don't care how much money we get. Of course I care, but I really don't care. But the fact that all the Bachrim are running around trying to get money in the competition, all the incentives that Daniel Rostin made up, I hope it doesn't make us lose the real point. The real point is when all of the people in this yeshiva, both the donors also, I'm not just talking about the people that are making the calls. Every guy who gives a $36, he's another guy who's meshutaf with us. It's a partnership. And there's no comparison between the schar of everybody working together. There's no question. So I'm talking here to everybody. Not because I'm asking you to go do me a favor and go help me. Go help me raise money for the yeshiva, the avreichim. And the guy says, I don't have anybody to ask. I just want to tell you something, or I don't feel it's beneath me. I'm uncomfortable asking people. Of course it's uncomfortable. Of course it's uncomfortable. But I don't do that. I learn. Let the Bachrim get cake and do it. That's not for me. You're losing, Rabosai. We're all losing. We are all losing. Because even if you call the guy and he says, no, you did your mitzvah. I don't care if he gives you the money. Your mitzvah is over when you overcome your discomfort in asking your uncle. I don't know anybody who has $36. I don't know anybody. Okay, good for you. You're not here. You're not one with us. I'm just saying it now. And I don't care if you get the money or not. Halvai, you should get the money. But there's no question if we're Zoche, God's going to give us the money no matter what you do or what you don't do. But the idea is for all of us to be together on one mission and bringing other people into the picture. That's the whole point of the raffle as far as I'm concerned. I understand all of the prizes in this, and I hope it doesn't mess up the ikkar for me. The ikkar is not to go to a hotel and not to win and not to learn and not to... Okay, you want to learn with me? Great. But the real thing is, when we're all working together, the power of our mitzvah, the power of our Torah, the power of this yeshiva is not the same. When the whole yeshiva is resting on 4 people, it's not the same as when it's resting on everybody's back. There is no comparison. I don't care. You see, I'm bent over all the time. I don't care. I'm going to retire from this soon anyway. It's going to happen. There's no question. I'm going to shave my beard and move. I'm leaving. I'm telling everybody now. That's something everybody should think about. think about what I'm saying. That discomfort that you have, that yetzahara that you have, I don't want to call, I don't want to pressure my cousin, take advantage of the relationship. You're not doing, that's just the yetzahara stopping you from doing this, from being part of all of our neshama's one. And I just want to say one more point on this, because everybody says there's no way to understand this. How can I really look? Let's continue. I'll finish this and I'll get to the main point that I want to talk about today, which I haven't discussed yet. So fine, all of the first 10 guys are part of the 100 people that are really not there. But they're all getting the schar as if there were 100. Im kein afili yavo mea harehu schar mea. Fine. V'chein mitam ze Yisrael arevim ze laze. Look at this chiddush. Generally, we all learn the idea of kol Yisrael arevim ze laze is that when you do an aveir, I'm responsible. I have to give you tochacha, whatever. I have to make sure you're doing the right thing. He's learning it the opposite, the Talmud Devorah. He's learning kol Yisrael arevim ze laze is for the schar. When you do the right thing, I get schar for you, from you. If I'm part of you, if I'm kol inside you, whatever good things you do, I'm part of that action. I'm getting it. Look what he's saying. It's a gigantic chiddush in the inverse. Mipnei shemamesh yesh bekol echad chelek echad mechavero. In every single one of us is a part of your friend. Ukeshechote eha echad. When one of you guys does an avera, po game atzmo. He hurts himself. Upo game chelek asher lechavero bo. He's also pogam, the part of him that his friend is inside of him. You're hurting me. Nimza mitzad achelek ahu chavero arev alav. Comes out that the part of me that's inside of you is responsible for your bad behavior. He's the one who's going to get hit, so I have a responsibility to take care of you. Im kein, heim she'er, zeim zeh. They're one flesh, one with the other. Lekach roy leadam liot chafetz betovaso shel chavero. A man should try and want in the good for his friend. Ve'eno tov al tovas chavero. And your eye should be looking for the good for your friend. Ubikvodo, you want to get his kavod bigger. Yechaviv alav kishelo, you want to make his kavod like yours. Sharei hu mamish, hu mamish. It's you. You are inside of him. Body snatcher. That's pshat and ahavta recha kamocha. The roi shuyirtze bekashrus chavero. The lo yidabe begnuso klal. The lo yiratzebo. You should only want kashrus from your friend, not to see the negative. Kederach she'ena kadosh baruch hu rotze begnuso the lo bitzareno. He doesn't want our suffering. He doesn't want our negativity. Mitam kurva, because of the closeness. Afu lo yirtze bignus chavero velo bitzaro. You shouldn't want your friend to suffer and not to be in pain. Velo bekil kulo v'yera lo mimenu. It should hurt you. It should be bad to you. Ki ilu hu mamish hayasharu beoto tzar. You have to feel as though you are in it. O beoso tova, or you're getting the good. It's much easier to be there for your friend when he's suffering. Like I'm the nebuch. I'm here to save you. I'll be there for you in the shiva call. But to be there for your friend when he's doing great and he's making millions and his kids are all getting married and yours are chump change, making a mess off the derech, Rachmana Litzlan, all this stuff, it's much harder to be there with your friend. So I want to say one thing. These are lofty ideas that we've heard. And I spoke with Eitan about this when we learned it. How do you bring this to life, to reality? This idea that we're all one. How do you do it? So one thing that I've always thought of, and I'll share it with you, I shared it with him, is that this is not a lofty concept. It's really not. It is, obviously, this idea that we're all connected in some mystical way. But really, it's a very basic, primitive understanding. Everybody knows this. I remember when I was a little kid, you watched the basketball games. Everybody has certain basketball players they hate. They hate them. Why? Because they're not a team player. He cares more about hitting the last shot than the championship. If I get the big contract next year, if I'm the MVP, then we'll win. But if my teammate, if he's the one who took the last shot, and not me, or he won't pass the ball to the guy who's open to hit the layup, he has to take the three-pointer. Those people everybody hates. I don't care how old you are. at age 5, you already know, okay, he's the best, so you want to love him, but you can't stand him. Because he's not on the team. He doesn't care about winning. He cares about himself. Everybody loathes those people. Everybody. Those are people that make you sick. Even a child. You hear what I'm trying to say? So if we think about this, when we have to be the man who gets the chiddush in the shir, and when my friend does it, it's no good. Or my friend gives the shir and I don't give the shir. You are that disgusting basketball player with a lot of gold around his neck. You are that guy. Because you're not on the same team. You're not on Hashem's team. You're not together. Who do you love the most? The college basketball team that doesn't have any superstars. Those guys who work together so well and they win it all. Everybody wants those guys to win. Even if you don't like the school, you have to go root for these guys. You have to. Because they're the ones who are mamish, a team, one team, working together. They're not superstars. They're just very close. Those are the ones everybody roots for. Don't we want to be like that? This is not lofty. This is basic. Every child knows the chiluk. But when it comes to ruchnius and God and your friends, everything's competition. Everything is, he hurt me, he offended me, I don't want him to win, I want to be the one, I want to get it. And we don't see that we are those people that everybody hates. I understand that the Toma Devor is saying here, very lofty points. I know, but it's not. It's just, if you make it real, if you really think about what's happening when you're jealous and you're not friended, your friend got up for 3 days in a row on time for Minyan. Wow. Instead you make a crack, a little joke. Oh, you think you're so great, you're coming on time, just to machlish him. What's really happening? Are you on the same team? Are you? Probably not. Well, you're one of those guys in the sporting. This is what I always used to do. Always. To get yourself calibrated. You want to be a team player and there's only one championship and that is Hashem. So if this guy's learning Yom Balayla all day and all night, you should be thrilled that there's a guy in the team who's doing it. Not just try to knock him out. Not be jealous. Not be upset. And when he makes the money and when he makes the chiddush or gets the praise or whatever it is, be happy. I know it's abnormal. But it really is not abnormal. It's abnormal only here. But in normal life, everybody hates the guy who doesn't want to be in the team. Everybody. In any arena, in work, in everything, nobody can stand the guy who just wants to get the praise for himself. And that's mamish what the Torah is saying here. When you look at it as we're one, it's one team, one avoda here. And it doesn't have to be me who gets the... hits the shot. It doesn't have to be me. It's just so long as we win. That changes your whole perspective on our Ravim Zebezeh, on being one, being a team, being working together. And going back to what I said at the beginning, this power of everybody working together, it's no comparison. There's no comparison, the output and the what you can achieve when you have a team thinking like this, looking for opportunities to help other people. Not me, him. Looking for opportunities to help the team. Not just worrying about your own little thing. Running out the second this thing is over. Thinking you're not going to get in trouble. Da, 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 da. It's not like that. There's no us and them. It's not. We are all one. You think like that and all of a sudden you mamish are transforming into this fourth midah of Hashem. That we feel like we are one flesh.